Girl, you'll be your woman soon. Love so much, can't count all the ways I die for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Take my hand, girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon. You don't need a man.
I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good.
Seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Yay! On WFMU. This is the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet welcoming you to another hour of exciting sportsy content.
The same song on three different CD players.
Okay, yeah, so we didn't tell anybody. Okay, so that was two simultaneous versions of the song Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon by Neil Diamond. One was by Neil Diamond, and the other one was a cover by Urge Overkill from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. And we were hoping that it would be kind of like out of phase and kind of messed up and stuff. It was exact.
It was exact.
How did they do that? How did Urge Overkill do that cover so that it was exact?
It was like, we were saying that
like
they sounded exactly the same.
And then they were.
I think
exactly
it was Bronwyn's brilliant idea to play them at the same time.
I wanted to do it. No, I think it was yours.
It was genius.
It was your
idea. No matter whose idea it was.
It doesn't matter. We're like a two-headed genius. Like one of those two-headed cows that you see in the, you know.
Did you hear about the cow today?
What cow?
Oh, there was a cow on the loose in Queens.
Oh, in Queens.
It eluded the police for hours and hours.
No, there were two upstate. Yeah.
There was like, today was cow get out of jail free day?
Usually when the cows escape like that, then instead of like slaughtering them, they take them to a sanctuary someplace, you know, because it's like, oh, it escaped and everybody gets all sympathetic and, you know, sad about it.
Yeah, because people want the cow to be free.
You don't want the cow to be free. You want the cow to be slaughtered and turned into steak. You want to eat.
I don't mind that either.
You know, you're going to have to do something about your mic. Because,
what's going on?
Well, you got to talk into it.
I don't have headphones right now. You know, we've just moved into Studio B.
Where are your headphones?
I don't know. Are there... I mean...
They're There's got to be headphones.
We've just moved up here the other day. So I may, we may be the first people who had two people.
Yeah, well, maybe. And we're going to be taking calls today as well, allegedly. Yeah, we have a new call-in number today. It's 201-536-9368. And that, if you spell it out on your phone, it's 201-CAN-WFMU. So you can call us here eventually. Oh! What's happening now? Oh, should we talk about the beer?
Should we talk about that?
Yeah, the beer. Okay, so...
Maybe not.
So usually somebody else brings a beer. Today I brought the beer. I saw this beer in my local food town.
Food town?
Food town grocery store. Yeah, food town. They have an amazing selection of beers. They're really pretty. I think that's the best thing they have. It's like if you're shopping at food town, that's really all you want is beer. You don't really... You know, the food is just an afterthought, basically.
It should be Beer Town?
It should be called Beer Town, but they can't call it that, I guess, for some reason. I don't know. So it's Food Town. So they had this beer, and it was in this very attractive, tall can.
Yeah.
It's dark blue, kind of a navy blue, kind of a metallic navy blue. It has a white baseball field on it. And it's called Field 2.
Field 2.
And I thought, oh, that's so sportsy.
Farmhouse ale.
What a sportsy beer. And it's an ale. I love ale. That would be good, right?
That
and it's from be. It's from Third Rail Brewery. It should be called Third Rate Brewery. It is really... I don't usually... it's really bad.
It tastes like ost.
It tastes like... Well, it's got this kind of pronounced cinnamon flavor.
There's a cinnamon rim.
And then, yes, there's a cinnamon rim, a built-in cinnamon
built
rim.
Built-in cinnamon rim.
And but you like the cinnamon rim.
I usually like it. Oh.
There.
Why do you do... You take all my best lines and you flush them right down the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they belong. So, it tastes really bad. It kind of tastes, after a while, it kind of tastes like the way vomit tastes coming up. It tastes going
down.
Yeah,
I could tell what's going to happen later.
It's so nasty. I can't believe it. So nasty.
Later at Journal Square on
like
the escalator.
It was super expensive. And I thought, oh, what a treat. A really super expensive beer with a baseball field on the label. Yeah, we're sorry.
I mean, not that I won't drink two of them.
I know, you will.
We tried to talk Brian into having one, but...
He wouldn't have it. We told him what it was like, and
he did
refused.
Not seem
he
amused.
Didn't, he didn't want it.
Or intrigued.
He's not an alcoholic, clearly.
Like me.
Yeah, I know. He'll drink anything. Hey, we have a call. Do you want to take a call? Even though we haven't actually talked about sports yet. You ready? Maybe?
Sure. Maybe.
Okay. WFMU, you may be on the air. Maybe not. Hello? I put us in mono. I got phone, right?
Are you awake?
Or are you asleep?
Are you awake? Or are you asleep?
This is the phone, right?
Somebody burped, I think.
Yeah, okay. So that was good. Thank you. All right, so somebody phoned us and burped. That was good.
That was impressive, actually.
That was
like they'd
been
saving it up.
Have you ever burped? Like, can you, like, my cousin and I used to have burping contests. The first one was Jim, and the second one was me.
Hey, I see Devin over there.
Hey, Devin.
He knows we played the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. He's looking for the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
He's gonna come hurt us because we played Pulp Fiction.
Sorry, Devin.
We didn't mean to play a soundtrack.
He was planning to play the whole soundtrack.
Here he comes. He's coming in.
That's just a coincidence.
Are you looking for the Pulp Fiction soundtrack? Really?
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay.
He's not going to play the Pulp Fiction. But stay tuned for the island.
For a real show.
An actual show.
He's just checking. He's checking out like the new studio. We're up in Studio B because we're getting ready for the marathon, which is going to be so exciting.
I'm very excited, but I'm also very nervous.
Yeah, we should be.
I get the butterflies.
Yeah, I know.
In my genitals.
Can I go on about how you, Hoda Kotb and everything, or should I not say anything?
It's just early. It's too early.
It's too early
to
for
get
that?
Into the Hoda Kotb.
Okay, whatever her name is. WFMU. WFMU.
Hello,
WFMU.
It's Bullpen Betty.
Yay, Bullpen Betty, thank you. Now, you were saying on the Twitter, Bullpen Betty, our MLB correspondent on Sportsy Talk, you were saying on the Twitter that you were angry about something. So
we're dying to find out what it is. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Why?
Uh-oh.
And how come you can say hell on the radio, but when you like put it on Twitter, you put a little dash in the thing?
Oh, that's funny.
Why don't you just put hell? What's wrong with hell? Hell is okay.
Because of God? No, I don't know.
Because of G-D, you mean? I don't know. You know, my mom, okay, my mother was a very prim young woman, and she would not say the word hell.
Well,
she wouldn't
you,
say the word damn. And she would say H, and she would say D. And she, except when she was reading the Bible aloud, in the Bible it says
it's
hell.
Okay to, it's
right?
okay to say hell in the
well,
Bible.
Well, she had a problem with it. She would stop and she'd look at the word for a while, and we would know that the word was going to be hell. But she had to think about it before she could read it out loud.
What she was going
to
say?
Hell.
My mother used to.
I do that because I'm afraid that, like, somehow my tweet or my post is going to be, like, vetted out because, you know, of the Facebook and Twitter gods.
What?
Yeah, it happens. Like,
what?
You try not to curse on
Wait, you can't
social
say,
media.
But hell isn't a curse. I mean, it's just...
Well, you know, I don't know, like, these people's religious inclinations.
Well, that's true. You know, actually, the FCC has these strange rules about what you can say on the radio, but they never will tell you what they are exactly.
Right, until you do it, and then you're in
then,
trouble.
And then, yeah,
then you get
you're
in trouble.
Yeah, they,
right.
it's like George Carlin had his seven dirty words thing, but that's actually not FCC policy. He just said these are words that are going to get you in trouble, but that's not really true because you don't really know.
There
right.
is no FCC now either. There's like they,
oh,
there's
yeah,
only
there's
like
just that
two
Trump,
members.
There's that Trump appointee and his minion, you know. And they're gonna yeah. So who
the
knows?
Flying monkey.
flying monkeys everywhere.
Exactly. So tell us what you're mad as hell about. Go ahead.
Okay, I first of all want to make sure that your listeners know what MLB stands for.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, that's a good point. It stands for Major League Baseball. And Bullpen
right.
Betty is our official Sportsy Talk Major League Baseball
and I'm the
correspondent.
Major League Betty is going to yell.
Yeah, okay.
So Rob Manfred and his Flying Monkeys.
That damn Rob Manfred!
Got to stay away from the intentional walk, changing the intentional walk rule, or
wait,
I am going
wait,
to...
Wait, what's happening with the intentional walk rule?
Well, they've been talking about it, and it sounds like they're going to do it this year. They're trying to figure out ways to make baseball games shorter.
Oh, yeah, quicker. Not shorter, but quicker.
Right.
Faster.
Which is just making... is annoying
faster,
to begin
faster,
with.
Faster, yes. Faster.
But so one of the ways that they're discussing it, it's the one that sounds like it might be the most likely, is... And you know when they decide, a team decides to do the intentional walk, the defense, and so they pitch out so that the batter, you know, can't get to the ball.
Yeah,
and so
they pitch.
Stand
they
there.
Pitch. They pitch the ball.
Right.
When they decide
right.
they're going to walk a batter, the pitcher throws it way up in the air and off to the side,
right.
and the catcher stands up and reaches way out and catches it. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So they're talking about doing away with having to go through that. Exercise and just say, we're walking, you know, batter A, just take first base without throwing the pitches.
Well,
that pretty much sucks.
The problem...
I'll tell you why it's a bad idea,
okay,
but go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't like it, but you tell me why it's a bad idea. Go ahead.
Well, so first of all, it's strategy, right?
Yes.
And part of strategy is you want the opposing team to throw as many pitches. You want to get their pitcher out of there.
Right.
So if
getting
they're going to throw four less pitches, I don't even care if it's just outside or whatever. It's
fewer
pitches.
Thank you.
fewer.
Yes, fewer.
Is that correct?
Yes,
right,
that's correct.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Yes,
so
four
the next
pitches.
Thing is, if you saw my beloved Gary Sanchez from the New York Yankees, he hit a pitch out last year.
Oh, beloved Gary Sanchez.
They tried to do a pitch out, an intentional walk, and he hit the ball and got a hit.
That's right.
No, Vladimir Guerrero used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
So it is possible to hit.
Yes, it is.
So, and I read some story where they think it's going to save 14 seconds.
Yeah, I think Deadspin said it was going to, like, shave 14 seconds off a game.
Whoa, that's
Yeah,
important.
So it's complete BS, and it's basically messing with the integrity of the strategy of baseball.
The best thing is some of those pitchers aren't used to throwing, like, some of those guys, especially relievers, aren't used to throwing stuff that's outside the strike zone, and so sometimes they, like, throw a wild pitch, and runners are going crazy and stuff like that.
Yeah, all sorts of exciting things
you
can
happen.
You
steal a base. You
Why
know, you
should it be easier for the pitcher? In that scenario, it doesn't make any sense.
Those bastards.
But have they adopted that, or is that just something they're thinking about?
No, well, they were talking about putting a pitch clock in, making the strike zone different, which has nothing to do with time.
No.
Have you heard this thing where I guess they're maybe thinking of doing it in the minors? If the game goes into extra innings, starting the 10th inning with a runner on
with
second
a runner
base?
On second
what?
Base, yeah.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. So it's all this cuckoo stuff, and I'm talking to. Rodrigo Gigo Schifino about this the other day.
Oh, and hey, listen, Rodrigo Gigo Schifino, our sympathies to you on your recent loss. We love you very much, Gigo.
So Gigo, for those of everybody probably who doesn't know, was my co-host when I had my Bullpen Betty podcast. So we were discussing this, and, you know, commercials are really long, and that's what takes up a lot of time.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what makes the money, so they don't care.
But if you watch, like, English Premier League games, they don't have any commercial breaks, you know, during the half.
No, they don't.
They just sort of, like... up near the score, they'll put like a Budweiser thing for like 10 minutes or something like that. But they don't run any ads during the actual game.
Right. So, you know, what about that, God forbid? Of course, that's not going to happen. But do not mess with, you know, and if you're going to put it, I don't think they're going to do it, but a clock, that's the reason why baseball is so great as compared to basketball or football, because there is no clock.
Right, it's sort of the timeless pastime of, like, you know, of yesteryear, where it's like...
when you had time.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
when people had time to watch
Could last 8 hours, could last 3 days,
you
no one has
know.
Any idea.
Yeah.
Those games that go on for 19 innings, I mean, that's fabulous. I think that they should make baseball games longer.
That's a great idea. They should find ways to make them longer. But
automatic.
But you know what? If they were trying to make them longer, they would just put in more commercials.
Doubleheaders. Doubleheaders every Sunday.
See,
I think natural doubleheaders are great because it's like, like it's Sunday. Nobody's got anything to do, right? Everybody's bored.
Just like when you were a boy, Jim the Poet, you know?
When I was a boy.
Or when I was a boy.
I think I vaguely remember.
That was before the operation.
Vaguely, I remember. They used to play 150-something games, so they had a lot more days off in the middle, you know?
I have to say that
I could do that, too. I would not be opposed to making the season shorter, like somewhere where it used to be, because it is a little bit nuts. It's 20 degrees in April, and then it's, you know, 20 degrees in October.
They're wearing winter hats usually in the playoffs.
So
that's, again, to sell more advertising. I mean, I get it. You know, we live in a capitalist society. But anyway,
for the moment. For a while, until we live in a dictatorship.
Until Bernie rises.
Oh, good. So, I am still unhappy about the designated hitter. So that shows you
You're unhappy about the designated hitter?
Yeah. I mean, when they put the designated hitter in, when they put the DH in, I was like, I'm never going to watch baseball again. That sucks. So, you know, I mean, that's...
But you could watch National League.
I did. But then the Yankees were American League, so what was I to do?
I think they should have a designated hitter, but it can only be a woman. So, like, you would get women into the game. Because I watched that show. There's a show called Pitch, and I think it's a great show because it's
What is it?
A lady pitcher on the on the Padres, and it's on Fox.
Oh, I interviewed a woman who was the first regular player on a minor league.
But it's either you have your pitcher hit or you have a lady hit. That's the DH has to be a lady.
Well, why can't the pitcher be a lady and then the
pitcher can also be a lady?
Yeah, why not?
It's lady or pitcher.
No, come on, both.
Or both.
I don't know why women
or either.
I wrote a novel once about a woman who was a shortstop in the major leagues because because
I had a dream like that.
No, it's true because it's like there's
Diane Jeter.
There's these itty bitty Dominican guys, you know, they're only 5'4". There's plenty of 5'4" women. I mean, you know, it's not a matter of size or bulk or, you know, I mean, women can be strong. Women can play ball. I mean, I don't see why not.
If they really wanted to speed up the game, just like 3 balls in your walks and 2 strikes and you're out.
In my book, you want to know what happened in my book, right?
Shut up, Jim.
2 strikes and you're out.
Don't give them any ideas.
Get up there and swing.
You know what's fun is that out on Long Island, they have replica baseball players, like baseball reenactor players.
Yeah, I like those. Those are cool.
They play according to the rules of like the 1800s, the 1890s and things. They dress up in little outfits like people wore in those days, and they don't have batting helmets or anything, and they play according to those rules. And it's kind of fun to watch them. So maybe someday there will be like modern day baseball reenactors who will have like 3 strikes and you're out and, you know, all that stuff that we won't have anymore when they speed up the game
for the purpose of more Budweiser commercials
or whatever. So we'll have to go out to Long Island and watch people play like
Betty. What do you think of now? The Yankees went to arbitration with Dylan Betances. Dylan Betances is their setup guy, so he pitches in the eighth inning. He's almost as good as a closer. But he doesn't have the stats that closers get when they, you know, have, you know, right, strikeouts and saves and all that stuff. So Dylan Betances was asking for $5 million. The Yankees wanted to pay him $3 million. Mm-hmm. It ended up being $3 million. And then Randy Levine, the president of the team,
he just said real rude things.
He's just
about
like,
it.
Hey, I'm going to be a jerk about Dylan Betances now. And it's like, you got what you wanted. Like, why do you have to throw the guy under the bus?
I think it's ridiculous, because why would you want to demoralize a guy like Betances by, first of all, not paying him what he's asking for? That's bad enough. But
exactly,
then rubbing the, like, putting salt in his wound? And besides, he's a New York guy. He's born and bred uptown. Like, that's bull.
Right.
And the guy is, like, going to be a free agent after, like, this year or the next year or something like that. And, like, $2 million to the Yankees is, like, the kind of, when they
it's
do
nothing.
Laundry, they find
right.
$2 million, like, in a back pocket.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. I'm on Betances' side, for sure.
I am also on Betances' side. He's a terrific player. He's filled in as a closer. He's been done nothing but what they asked him to do. And I think that's crap.
I like to call him Betances with Wolves. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry. Sometimes
we're having a little technical difficulties.
We're having a technical difficulty. Do we have a technical, like, towel or something? No, there's
what?
Some tissues.
No.
Get a technical tissue.
Do you want gaffer tape?
No, is that a tissue?
Why did you open that?
I don't know. I thought it'd be fun.
It's dripping on my face.
You always say that, Jim the Poet. It's dripping on my face.
Sad baby face.
Oh, hey, right.
Oh my God, are you guys all right over there?
It's 6% alcohol.
Sad baby eyes. There you go.
Sad baby eyes.
Yeah, they think you won't mind if it tastes terrible as long as it's 6%.
Why did you open another one?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Speaking about making something longer, this segment's going on forever.
Oh, but we love you, Bullpen Betty. You're welcome on Sportsy Talk anytime.
We have to get tickets to a Yankees game. It'll be us two and Betty.
Single tickets are going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
No.
Get your MasterCard.
No, you have to get a MasterCard, though, to do that.
I'm talking about the Yankees hooking us up.
We'll
walk around on the
that's
field.
Never
Maybe
happening.
Betty can play center field.
Yeah,
because they're not sure who they want there anyway.
Right.
I played second base.
Oh well, that's almost center field. They just move out a little further. It's the same thing.
So my one of these days you have to. You know the song Center Field by John Fogerty.
Yeah, it's put me in, coach.
Right.
I'm ready to play.
So my
today.
Theme song on my podcast.
Yes.
Was center field, but it was by a Seattle band called Vis Queen. It was a remake.
Oh.
So you should look that up. It's my friend Rachel. It's a, you know, chick singing about baseball. I mean,
hey, can you get us a copy of that, or is it someplace
on
where
YouTube.
We can download it? It's on YouTube?
Yeah, just look up Vis Queen center field.
Okay.
And it's right there on
We'll have to get that set up so that we can play your theme song whenever you're on the air with us. That would be great. Yay!
All right,
yay!
Well, let's see if I've moved the needle and MLB throws the intentional walk idea out the window. I think they will.
Thanks. Thank you, Betty.
All right, see you guys later.
Yep, bye-bye.
Great to hear from
bye.
Betty.
Bullpen I opened Betty. It. Oh, that guy hung up. Okay, whoever was on...
No, we have to play our theme song.
What? Oh,
turn
do
up
we?
The DAW.
Wait,
turn up
where's
any
the...
DAW.
I don't know the DAW.
Turn up both of them.
All right, wait, hold on.
This is from Young Legs.
Oh, is it?
You really should send it to us on a CD.
I think it's right. Yeah, okay, go. It should be okay.
Ron C is an Iowa firecracker. She's as pretty as a 6'9".
And then an orange is going to be. And sports are really all the game.
I sing this to myself at work now.
It's very haunting.
Jim the Poet. He woos the ladies. He's got moxie and he loves Tom Brady.
And then an orange is going to be. And sports are pretty.
David, we're playing our theme song right now. Hold on.
That's from Steuben.
love
AKA
that.
AKA Young Legs.
Young Legs, thank you.
It's haunting.
It is a wonderful song. I really love that song. Listener David, it's time for David's Corner on Sportsy Talk. How are
you
doing?
Hi. Bless you. What would be a good theme for a baseball game?
That sounds great.
Is that the Hokey Pokey?
Hey, we never told everybody why we played Young Girl at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah, it's depressing. Let's talk about it after David's call.
All right.
The Wolf Moo. After Wolf Moo, we have Marathon. Simon's here again. So
that's right.
The best one of the best t-shirts, the finest t-shirt I ever bought was with the Skeletons.
Oh, yeah, the Skeletons. Yeah, that kind of Day of the Dead WFMU
t-shirt.
Right,
that's
right.
A nice one.
That was a beautiful one.
The one that's coming up now for, what do you call it? I just got it in the mail today. Mouse of the Year, whatever, continuing Swag for Life type thing.
Swag for Life,
have
right?
A great one. This album by Buffer Stan. Now, it has E. Flaming Death, You Fascist Media Pig. I call him fascist after dinner at 8. Remember?
Right.
So I eat flaming, but and then I got looks at Madison Avenue at Mount Sinai from women in 8-inch stilettos and furs and sables and mink.
Oh, fancy.
The type that reads like you know what kind bomb.
Uh-huh.
At least the New York Times and looked at my t-shirt and they gave me the BEI look.
Oh no, did she?
She did, yeah.
Oh, how dare she? Tell me why she's reading the failing New York Times and dressing in furs and she gives you a BDI look? Boo.
Boo. And yeah, from another fur lady, I once got.
Fur ladies.
Well,
I read that book.
Okay, guys. Got David.
We love you, David.
I'm in trying to figure out how I'm going to get this T-shirt. My original one is torn to shreds, the most worn one I've got.
Wait, you have to get a T-shirt?
Send us back the one in shreds, and we'll try to find
you
one.
No, don't send it. No. I don't want the shreds. No. We'll try to find you one, David.
We'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do. All right?
I'm willing to pay for that.
I know you are, but you're our friend, David. We'll see what we can do for you.
We'll
okay?
pull some strings.
Yeah, we'll see.
I want to pay for it.
I know
I
you
really
do. Well, you know what, David? David?
Okay, I'm
David?
Listening.
David, you're an important part of WFMU. You're one of our great listeners.
I went to Hawks today. I got flying colors to my doctor.
Yay!
Thank you.
Good for you. We're so glad that you're okay.
She multitasked the computer, and she said, David, it's a miracle. There's not even no residual amount left in your whole body system.
That's wonderful.
It wasn't a sentiment to my CSW guy on the phone later on today. He said, what that means, David, is there's no cancer or no remnants of cancer. That microscopy, 100,000 times Nikon, whatever you got. They cannot find a thing.
David,
but I'm not
trying
my change before it happens because I still got to go through scans. It's a lifelong process, I guess.
You have to get scans all the time. I've had a lot of skin cancer, and I have to go every 6 months and get checked just to make sure. But, with God's help, you'll be all right. So.
Well, with me, you know, they actually... I was in the arms of the chair of orthopedic surgery, but he couldn't operate because he said my heart can't take it. So I'm gonna give you over to oncology and hematology, and radiology and oncology rather. And I said, and he said, "From his beavers, major ladies, they all giggled and that." But I gave my response. He said, "You know what this entails, David." I looked over to my left shoulder, kind of lonely, and I said. Yeah, I'm going to get burnt. And the D-girls laughed and giggled a little bit. Not laughed, just giggled a little bit. He put one hand on one shoulder as I turned my back to him, and the other hand on the other shoulder. That is to say, the movement you need this time not only on one shoulder, but on two. And I did a regimen. I did the heavy, aggressive movement, aggressive treatment. That was aggressive.
And now you're okay, though.
It near the end a little bit, but I went for it. It was a bowel clock in me. It said, I guess I must have been running for my life without knowing about it. And here I am, a cancer survivor, girl. I have to stick my hand up. I'm not too proud of you because I got to help God's coming yep. angels that cured me in the first stage do the final step.
David, we're so happy that you're doing
really,
well.
We're really happy that you're doing well, and we're really happy that you call and let us know. And we're going to try to find you that T-shirt. We'll see what we can do, all right?
I appreciate that because right. it means a lot to me.
I
know
it does.
I can stir up some trouble with a New York Times
yes.
wielding.
Yes, I'm behind that for sure.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who work at the failing New York Times.
I've sequestered bombing from the yeah. New York Times or something mm-hmm. like that. Is that true?
What?
You're sequestered about talking about certain things about the New York
no,
Times.
No, I got fired once from a job because I said something wrong about the New York Times. But
baby,
not,
I remember
not
when
here.
You had an interview with a woman from the New York Times, right? And
yes.
she said something to the effect of, "But it's a smart little devil. Gotta get out of the thing, the closet, the door, whatever." And at that, Mr. Finewine. You were on at that time.
Fine
and
wine.
He said, yeah, it's an all problem. And you went to a mini commercial break of music of some kind. You put her in a place. When you came back, she's totally in her place. About like, if you don't read the New York Times, you're not smart enough to get along with nobody or something like that. Or you have to be white to read the New York Times. Or
all right, David, we'll talk to you soon.
David, we got to go, David.
See you later.
We love you.
Great call. Great call,
dude. I love you, Brooklyn Navy. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm really glad to hear that he's okay. We should be talking about sports.
Well, you had played...
Okay, so we played at the beginning of the show. We played two versions of Girl, You'll Be a Woman Now. One by
You'll Be a
Neil
Woman
Diamond.
Soon.
Oh, yeah, soon, right now.
Now would not
soon.
Be a problem.
Now would be fine. Soon, by Neil Diamond. One was Neil Diamond. One was Urge Overkill from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. And... they were identical, really, which was too bad because we were kind of counting.
We thought it would
thing.
Be all weird
yeah, we
and crazy. And like
it wasn't
WFMU-y.
At all. It was like exactly the same.
It was like they were all singing together.
We were playing that in honor of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. Yay!
Yuck.
That was like completely abused by their team doctor for like, what decades,
20,
right?
20,
30
years
or something. This guy, Larry Nassar, he's a doctor, allegedly.
He's not a doctor anymore.
Well, he's a doctor, he's an an osteopath? That's a doctor. But
is that a real doctor?
No. Well, you know, it's not a medical doctor, it's a doctor of osteopathy. Osteopathic doctor? I don't know. He's where's he from? Like Michigan or someplace?
I think you're so. Asking me questions I don't have.
I don't know.
I don't have
mean,
in front of me.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, he got arrested for having hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of images and videos of child pornography, with some of them with children as young as six, right? And then they started looking into it, and it turns out he's been the U.S. gymnastics team doctor for decades. And he's been abusing our gymnasts, our American, repeatedly, all of them, like as much as possible. Like they'd say, and they didn't know, you know, they think like, oh, first of all, they're like 12 years old, right? And they have pain in their hips because they're doing gymnastics.
I think everybody must have like
yeah, they
super
have pain,
bad hip
they have
problems.
Have bad
like
hip
that.
Problems, they have back problems, you know, they go to this... They don't go to him. He's sent to them. He's the official team doctor. And the official team doctor comes in and says, oh, let me do this treatment on you, and you'll feel better. And they're like, they're little girls, right? And there's nobody there. They're like at Bella Caroli's, abusive camp
ranch,
or whatever.
Ranch gymnastics.
Ranch, Rancho Abuso, you know. And they put the little girls in there. And okay, here's the thing. Like, years ago... on the Olympics, the commentators used to say stuff like, oh, these little girls, oh, you know, these poor little girls, oh, they're really working so hard, oh, these poor little girls. And it's like, okay, they're women, right? And they're working because it's something they want to do, right? It's important to them. It's not like they're not like trained dogs. They're not being forced to do this. If they don't want to do it, all they have to do is fall off the balance beam.
All they have to do is run away.
No, but I mean, just fall off the balance beam a couple of times and you won't have to do it anymore, right? So they really want to do this. It's really important
to them.
Well,
it's the only thing they've given up their childhood and their, adolescence
right,
and
exactly.
stuff like
they've
that
given
to,
up, they're
to
given
like
up,
compete on this level.
They've given up their entire lives in order to go and train and be superior and represent the United States and go to the Olympics and achieve this. And it's like the whole focus of their entire lives. And they're just like, that's it. That's all they know. And they go there and they have a hip problem, right? And they're in pain. And the team sends them this doctor. And the doctor says, here, I'm going to do this and it will make you feel better. So what are they going to do? You know, they're not going to complain because
it's a treatment.
I mean, how can you complain about
a treatment?
I mean,
a lot of them, if you saw the 60 Minutes bit, and you can go online and probably see it at CBS.com or whatever like that. I mean, they were unaware maybe that they weren't being treated for something. I mean,
maybe they were. Okay, the thing is that in the 60 Minutes report, you know, Dr. LaPook, who was doing the report.
Yeah, who was that guy?
He's like the 60 Minutes medical guy.
Oh, he's the medical doctor
for
60 Minutes?
He's the medical guy, yeah. He's the guy who does all the medical reports. And he said that there actually is a rare treatment for back pain that involves doing
into the vagina with your fingers.
With your fingers, right? But it's a rare thing, and you're always supposed to wear a glove.
Wear a glove.
And you're always supposed to have a chaperone there, somebody, an observer, like a woman, you know, standing there, a nurse, a parent, somebody, you know, is supposed to be there when they do that. That isn't how he operated. He didn't wear a glove.
Yeah.
He went into their cabins at this camp. And,
yeah, a lot of times it was just
in the bed that she was sleeping in. You know, all the girls. I mean, like all of them. There's like hundreds of these girls.
They said
that
a member of almost every
Olympic team
had some sort of dealing with him.
At least one of maybe more, you know, multiple women on these teams has had something to do with this guy. And, you know, it's just horrendous, right? And there were actually he also was the doctor for some college teams, and some of the young girls, I looked it up, some of the young girls that complained about him, their complaints were ignored because he's a doctor, and he's just trying to help you, honey. You know, it's horrendous. It's just horrendous. You just think that can't happen, and it's like all these people are supposed to be protecting these young girls, right? I mean, aren't they supposed to be, like, there to help them, to, like,
there's
guide
something so
them
creepy
to...
about gymnastics anyway, that the girls are so young.
Oh, I know. And... But see, that's the thing that bugged me, because, I mean, there was that whole thing like, oh, they're just little girls. And they're not. They're competitors. They're strong, competitive athletes, you know? And you know, it's like you can't denigrate them by calling them little girls. You can't they're like little trained monkeys that do these things because Bella Karoli told them to. You know, I mean, it's their choice, right? It's their choice to be competitive athletes, and they mean it. They really work hard at it.
But I'm saying if you have absolutely no sexual experience, in a lot of cases, they were talking to people who are now adults who were like, you know, looking back.
Yeah, looking back, I see that guy was...
I see that was really creepy and weird.
Yeah, but at the time, they didn't know.
You had no context, and you were just like, well, it was the furthest thing from my mind. I had a hip problem, and I, you know...
If you ask somebody else, they say, oh, yeah, that's what he did to me, you know?
Oh,
so
no.
They're
it's just a lot of people have come out since that were saying, yeah, that same thing happened to me.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's like, where is the oversight? Where's the people that are supposed to be
looking out? I don't like
out?
Watching the gymnasts. I mean, I admire it, but, like, I don't like watching the gymnasts or the skating because of that stuff. Because it's like, it just seems to me like one fall and your whole career's over. And
that's true.
It's just, like, emotionally devastating to watch. Like, you're like, oh, my God. Like, you know, you fell off the bar for a second or something like that. And it's like, well, your career's over. Like, you're done. You know, that's it. Your whole life is over. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's what they put themselves up for. You know, I mean,
that is terrible.
They are.
And it's different than, like, having a million chances in a baseball game or a, you know, shot put or anything like that, where it's like you have one chance, and if you fall, that's it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, okay, in baseball.
You have a million chances.
Like in baseball, if you hit 3 times out of 10, you're good. You're great.
Yeah.
You get $1 million. In gymnastics, if you fall 7 times out of 10, you're out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, I mean you're
just
done.
It's not, yeah.
It'd be
just,
over for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a very, very, very strict discipline. And it takes a really special person to, you know, a very competitive, strong, athletic person to persist in that, you know, to take that kind of, it's not even rejection. It's just like, you know, that you're.
No, mental toughness.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Emotional
and physical,
toughness.
You know.
And a lot of them have to deal with like crazy parents. Who
well,
are,
there's that.
You know, like,
jeez.
You know, like theater parents or something like that. You know, where like gymnastic parents are probably on a different level.
Some of them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a terrible story, and I mean,
So it's a horrible thing. Yeah. So, Larry Nassar, Rotten Hill. I think that he is, in fact, Dr. Larry Nassar, our douche of the week.
He's the douche of the week.
I think there is no doubt in my mind, but Dr. Larry Nassar is douche of the week this week on Sportsy Talk. So that was cheerful.
Yeah, Magic Johnson.
Yes, we have a call.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Is it Magic Johnson?
Is it Magic Johnson? You're on the air on Sportsy Talk.
This is David again, I think.
I think so.
Well, in the world of mine, till the time that I found her.
Is this the Monkees?
No, I think it's Neil Diamond again.
More Neil Diamond?
I think so.
Call in with not your request, but just play songs.
Just
really
play music
on
the air. You don't even have to request
Magic
it.
Magic Johnson has been named the president of basketball operations for the Lakers.
Why?
Mitch Kupchak, who was their GM, is out.
Yes.
Jim Buss, who was their president of basketball operations, son of the former owner, Jerry Buss, out.
Out.
So now Magic is in charge of the future of the Lakers.
Okay, then.
But, you know, the problem has been...
That seems all right.
Some great
it?
Players and some great coaches don't necessarily make great, like, decision-makers
well,
for teams.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we've seen that on the Knicks, so...
Yes, Phil Jackson. Who will be the worst
yeah.
GM? Phil Jackson or Magic Johnson?
Why do you think Magic Johnson's not going to do a good job?
Magic
I mean,
Johnson's been... He's been a great business person.
Yes.
But, like, his career has been, you know, about basketball since he's been a basketball player. It's been kind of like a... He's a guy who kind of straddles the fence. You know, he kind of waits till the last moment to... You know, he like, one minute he's high on a guy, the next minute he's not. Like, it'll be interesting to see how he... I mean, the Lakers just have a terrible situation where no one wants to play for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how you...
Well, maybe they want to play for Magic Johnson, though. Maybe that's fancy.
Maybe.
You know?
He's not the coach. You know, he's like just the GM, so he sits up in
a
box
but, I mean,
and kind
he's with the team.
Stern, you know, I mean...
He's with the team. I mean, you
he's
know.
With the team. Definitely with the team.
Maybe. I don't know.
Vlade Divac, other former Laker.
Yes.
Other GM. He's
Are we
GM.
Talking about the NBA now? Because I can tell you about
NBA.
I can tell you all about Charles Oakley. Go ahead.
We'll move into Charles Oakley.
Yes, what are you talking
organically.
About
organically.
Yes, go.
Vlade Divac over the All-Star break, which is this weekend.
Yeah, the All-Star game was crap.
I did not watch that.
It was like the final score was like 382
no
to 298.
Defense.
They just like ran back and forth making baskets.
Just like dunking.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But
was
I watched
stupid.
The Saturday night stuff.
Yeah, what was
they
that?
They have the dunk contest.
Uh-huh.
They have the three-point contest.
You have to talk into the mic here.
I'm talking.
You don't,
where
you
am
know,
I?
You're good.
Hello.
Yeah. All right.
They have the 3-point contest.
I know, but you can't like stand away and talk in the other
where
direction.
Am I?
You have to talk directly
What's
into
happening?
That mic. It's a really directional mic.
They have the 3-point contest.
Yes.
They have the dunking contest.
Yes.
They have this weird contest where you dribble and pass and then hit 3-pointers.
That's stupid.
It was
yes.
stupid.
Yeah.
And they had another one that I don't even remember.
Okay. It wasn't worth
No.
It wasn't memorable.
No. And they had
Go
a
ahead.
Celebrity game on Friday night, which is unwatchable.
Yes.
I mean,
who are the celebrities?
Like Mark Cuban is a celebrity for that game. Sad Baby Eyes.
Second hand piano.
That should be like Mark Cuban's theme song.
The game had been moved.
That around.
The game had been moved from
yes.
North Carolina because they had passed that like transsexuals can't go to the bathroom that they want to.
Yeah,
law.
I know. You have,
so
to, wear, you have
to
wear, like,
New
Depends.
Orleans.
If you're transsexual in North Carolina, you can't go to any bathroom. You just have to wear Depends all
what?
The time. You can't go to any bathroom,
but
right?
they have the cake.
Because you can't, if you look like a man,
cake,
you
baby?
Can't walk into a lady's bathroom. And if you look, you know, if you're a man that used to be a lady, you're not allowed to go to the men's bathroom. So, it, you know, you can't go anywhere. You just have to wear, like, diapers.
One of the Pelicans' creepy mascots is named King Cake Baby. If you
oh,
have a
God.
Chance.
Oh, God! Oh!
If you have a chance,
oh,
Google
King
that.
King Cake Baby. Wait, that's one of their official mascots?
Yeah, they have that one and the creepy pelican-looking thing.
Oh, man, what's wrong? Okay, that's a New Orleans
It's a New Orleans,
team.
Like
New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, they're like it's like
New
a
Orleans,
Mardi Gras thing or something?
Yeah, Mardi Gras, they have this thing called King Cake, and it's, you know, a cake.
They stick a baby inside or something?
Yeah, they bake a baby in a cake.
New Orleans.
If you get the slice with the baby in it, you get some...
It's lucky or it's bad or you have to buy the cake.
You have to buy
the
baby.
It's not clear what happens.
We don't know what happens.
You have to make a baby.
Right now, immediately.
But if you get a chance to Google King Cake Baby, take a look at that.
Oh,
that's
terrifying.
It will haunt your dreams.
I didn't actually realize that King Cake Baby was one of their official mascots. I thought it was just some horrifying thing that showed up at their games. Wait, so was King Cake Baby at the... All-Star?
Yes.
Game? Oh. Yes. Oh, I would have watched it. I would have watched it if I'd known.
I didn't watch the All-Star game, but I watched that. And they've made the dunk contest unwatchable. They've made the three-point contest ridiculous.
Yes.
It's basically like they continue to make rules that make the games awful.
Sort of like what's happening in Major League Baseball.
Yes. As okay. Betty can attest.
Yes. Uh-huh. Go.
But you wanted to talk about...
Charles Oakley.
Charles
okay.
Oakley is a famous Knick.
He was, he was a great player for the Knicks in the 90s. Then he retired, and then he, I don't know, hangs around the Garden and gets into fights with the current owner of the Knicks.
Who everybody hates.
Dolan. What's Dolan's first name? James?
Charles?
James?
Charles.
Are you sure it's not James?
I think
James
it's another
Dolan.
Dolan.
I think it's James Dolan.
Is it Charles Dolan?
I think it's James Dolan. Dolan. We you know, he has a horrible band that he plays in.
I know, he plays in this blues band.
God.
It is James Dolan, you're right.
Yeah, I thought so. So James Dolan.
Who's Charles Dolan?
Was sitting, I don't know.
Is he this sad baby eyes guy?
Maybe. James Dolan was
Charles
sitting
Dolan is his father.
Oh, really?
He's the American billionaire that bought him the team and the founder of Cablevision.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so that's why. So James Dolan, though, owns it because his daddy bought it for him because he's an idiot. And so Charles Oakley was watching a Knicks game, and he and James Dolan got in some kind of, you know...
He antagonizes James
nothing,
Dolan.
Yeah, James Dolan just doesn't like him. So he had him thrown out, and then there were, like, lawsuits, and then the...
And it took about 17
security
guys
guy, yeah, and the security guy, the chief of security at the Garden got fired, and all this stuff is happening, and da-da-da-da-da. And so then they were friends again. Michael Jordan...
Yes.
Famous
basketball
player. Got together with whoever is the, I forget the name of the guy who's the commissioner of the NBA.
Rob Silver.
Yeah, Silver. I knew it was Silver, something Silver. Yes, good. And they got together on the phone with Oakley and Dolan. They smoothed everything out, but then maybe not. And meanwhile, while all this is going on, I thought, how can I show my support for Charles Oakley? I love Charles Oakley. So what am I going to do?
Charles Oakley's a great... I mean, they never won a championship, but he was always playing
tough.
He
was a great player. He was a great player. So I decided to take my car to Oakley's Car Wash in Yonkers. I took my 2014 Fiat Special Edition 1957 baby blue car to the Charles Oakley Car Wash, and they laughed at it. They asked me if I bought it at Costco.
They did?
They did. They laughed at
they
it.
They mocked your car?
They mocked my car. Meanwhile, I'm in line for, like, the Slam Dunk car wash. They have all the car washes at the Oakley Car Wash have, like, names like the Slam Dunk and the something. I don't know what the other ones are. They all have these,
foul.
Like, the three-pointer, you know. So, so I'm in line for this car wash at this ridiculous... But it's really owned by Charles Oakley. He owns two car washes. He owns one in Yonkers and one in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And it, apparently, when he first bought them, he used to go, like, hang out at the one in Yonkers and, like, chammy the cars.
That's cool.
So you'd see, like, Charles Oakley, you'd see the 6'9" guy with all these...
I'm going to wipe your car now.
Yeah, you would wipe your car with a chammy.
I'm going to kill you. The NBA commissioner's named
fantastic.
Adam Silver.
Adam Silver, okay.
He's a crazy,
we knew it was Silver.
Skinny, bald guy.
Yeah, so I don't know. They thought they had it worked out, and then they didn't have it worked
it's
out.
It's not worked out?
No, they got mad at each other again.
They're mad again?
Yeah, and now Charles Oakley is going to be playing in Ice Cube's three-point, what was it,
three-on-three
basketball
Summer
league? What?
With all the old guys.
Yeah, so they got all the old guys that don't play
Allen
basketball.
Allen Iverson.
Oh, I love Allen Iverson.
I love
though.
Allen Iverson, too. He's my favorite.
And Charles Oakley, I love him.
It's guys who should be in jail. But
yeah, all these old players that are old and can't play anymore and should be in jail are going to be playing in a three-on-three basketball league run by Ice Cube this summer. We should go.
We should get tickets? To that. Yeah.
Can we get tickets?
I'm sure we can.
Are we famous enough that we could get, like,
media
tickets?
It's not famous. It's just we'll pay them attention.
Oh.
Maybe we get Iverson on the show.
Oh, wow. Maybe we can get Charles Oakley on the show if I tell him I go to his car wash.
He'd be like, practice. Practice? Practice? You want to talk about practice? Practice?
Talk about practice.
Practice. That could be the whole show.
That.
Practice.
Practice. What do you say, you know, about practice?
Practice?
You got to practice.
Practice?
You have to practice even when you're in a three-on-three league? Yes.
Practice.
Practice is important. How many points? Do they, like, play to points, or does it just, like...
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Like,
they play until someone needs a defibrillator. Like Coach Huggins of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
What? Who's he? What happened to Coach Huggins?
He's like an old, fat coach.
Oh, yeah. The best kind.
Like, suddenly, he's got, like, some kind of, like... Because all those coaches are super unhealthy.
We didn't talk to Bullpen Betty about A-Rod on the Yankees. Go ahead. Yes, all the coaches are super unhealthy, and what happened?
Yeah, like right before halftime of the West Virginia game.
Yes,
he goes to his knees in searing pain.
West Virginia playing who?
Some team.
Some,
I don't know.
Somebody. We
somebody.
Don't care.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, go.
And he's on his knees, and he's just like holding his heart, and he's just like, "Oh my god, oh my
god."
Oh
no! What
but
happened?
He's got like a defibrillator in his heart. So if something happens,
not a defibrillator, like a pacemaker thing, right?
No, he's got like something that will start his heart again. That's how bad his heart
what?
Is.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so he goes to his knees, his heart is stopped, he presses a button, and it goes like, blip,
no,
blip.
It's like it senses that there's something wrong with you, and then it just kicks in, and it's just like, bam! Like, here's a shot from a car battery, bam!
Wait,
like,
so he doesn't have to press a button, he just,
no,
like, it automatically, like...
Like, they had a timeout, he goes, boom! Okay, pass the ball, and somebody shoot it, and then somebody hit it, and then...
That's crazy.
He's just like, oh! And he's down on his knees, like, almost out from the pain.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Defibrillators.
In his heart.
In
implanted.
His heart.
Implanted defibs.
Yeah. I mean, like,
that's
just
crazy.
waiting to give you a shock.
I'm going to name my next dog Defibs.
Defibs?
I like that name. Defibs.
Defibs.
Defibs. Hey, what happened to the People's Call Screener? Tonight.
I don't think John showed up today.
I guess he didn't.
Did he email us early in the week?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
We love you, John. Wherever you are.
We love you, John P., the People's Call Screener.
He's probably in traffic.
Well, you know, also, he has an actual real job, so that's a problem. It's not like us. He has real
Unlike
jobs.
Us.
Well, you have a job. I'm going to...
Bookstore job.
I'm going to get you fired from that job just so
That'd
you can...
That'd be good. That
really?
Would be good. Right before the thing.
Yeah, right before
I thought I was going to get fired last week, so...
Why?
Because I'm a terrible employee.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm.
You
I
have a
the
bad
same,
attitude.
I have
can't
a real
that.
Suck
is
attitude.
That really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I'm surprised.
What percentage did you think A-Rod today said was the chance of him coming back?
What?
On
what
a scale of 1 to 100, A-Rod
coming,
said
coming
today.
Back, coming back as what though?
Play, to play
coming
baseball.
Coming back as a player.
To play baseball. He's like
zero.
Seven home runs.
Zero.
He's 7 home runs short of 700.
Zero.
He said 0% chance today.
I thought so.
Back.
Right? See? Zero. Yay!
So we should get him on the show.
Why?
Because he's a great talent.
Actually, people really like it. No, it's like people hated him when he was playing, and now that he's not playing, everybody loves
him.
No, he's great as an announcer. He's actually going to be with the Yankees. They have to pay him $1 million next year.
He's
going to
be with the Yankees?
Yeah. He's not playing. Yeah, he's going to be like a coach, a hitting coach or something. He's going to be like... they're paying him $1 million anyway because he's still on the contract, right? And they said they will.
No, I think if he retire, then they
no,
don't have to
no,
pay
no.
That
they
money.
Have to pay him. They have to pay him $1 million, and he's still. They said that they would find a role for him, and he said that he's happy to be with the Yankees, and he's going to be doing something with the
but
Yankees.
But he's 7 home runs short of 700.
I know.
Should he just sign with a team and hit like 7 home
you
runs?
You would think so, but he's not going to. He's not going to. He's done.
I mean, the Miami Marlins, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but, is he going to hit 7 home runs with them? I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Should we be, Donald Trump
yes.
is the president, it
oh,
turns out.
Oh, golly. I know. Is
and
that
he was very
weird?
Critical of the last president
yeah.
for golfing all the time.
Yeah.
Should we be mad at him that he's golfing all the time? Like, I don't care.
I don't care. I think it's better if he golfs all the time because then he's not, like, appointing people to important positions.
He doesn't really do any real work. So golfing seems like...
Well, I mean, I think that was kind of the thing that he thought was going to happen with the presidency, is that he wouldn't have to do any real work.
And so far, he hasn't really done anything.
Well, I mean, he signs a lot of orders.
He does sign those things.
And then there's, like, pictures of him holding up the order that he just signed, sitting at a desk surrounded by white men with their thumbs up.
And they're
yay. Yay, lots of white men, okay.
But, I mean, I don't care either. And he,
Gesundheit.
He, the other day.
Yes. Donald Trump.
Or he used to, like, make fun of Obama for golfing all the time. But yeah. I think it's a totally perfectly good thing to do all the time.
You know, it's a sport, allegedly.
It is a
sport.
He played with Bubba Watson or one of those, like, real...
Who?
Golfer
I keep wanting to look up... Okay, here's the thing. On... regular sports news, as opposed to Sportsy Talk, which is this show on WFMU.
Right.
On regular sports news,
very informative.
They always say, "Oh, Tiger Woods dropped out of this or that tournament because he has a back problem." Which he should get Nasser to stick his fingers up his vagina, but that won't happen.
I mean,
it could happen.
The guy's desperate now.
Yeah, we don't know. Okay, but so they always say, like, "Oh, Tiger Woods is doing this. Tiger Woods is doing that. Tiger Woods is like, you know, didn't do well in this tournament. Tiger Woods did this." Tiger Woods is like the 197th or something, right? I don't need to hear about Tiger Woods.
He's been injured forever.
I don't need to hear about him anymore, right? So I wanted to look up where is Tiger Woods? I think he's ranked 197.
Okay.
And I want to look up who was ranked 196.
Yeah,
because why don't we hear about that guy?
Was it a live person?
Why don't we hear about that guy?
The guy
Why do we always have to hear about Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods is over. Tiger Woods is done. Nobody cares. He's bad. Why do we have to hear about him? We don't hear about number 196. We don't hear about him.
Who is 196?
I don't know. Look it up. I don't even know if Tiger Woods is 197.
What's coming up on the island tonight?
Hey, it's Morricone Island.
Oscar party.
That's why you're dressed up. Oh, it's fancy. Oh,
Devin's
look at
wearing his formal wear.
Let me see Devin's formal wear. Stand aside. Oh, very nice.
Very chic. Very nice.
Very chic.
Is it you're just going to play music from that La La Land? Is that what's happening?
Over and over and over again?
Actually, we're going to cover it ourselves. We're going to sing it ourselves.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
Whoa.
This is going to be a great Morricone Island.
This is going to be the best Morricone Island ever.
I thought of a movie from last week.
What was that?
Eddie the Eagle.
Oh,
Eddie the
that
Eagle.
That
is a okay. Eddie the Eagle was a British ski jumper. He was like nobody, but they didn't have any British ski jumpers, and therefore, yeah, he was like the only one they had. So they sent him to the Olympics, and he was terrible. But it was cool because
pretty good, didn't he?
Well, he didn't die. You know, he was terrible. It was sort of like the Jamaican bobsled team or
they
something.
Didn't die,
you know?
Did they?
No, it's just like
That'd
if
be a
you
dark
have
turn in that movie.
I mean. That's why I went into curling, because I thought, well, there's a sport I could get into the Olympics in, right? But it turns out there's more to it than you think. Like, you have to not fall down on the ice. That's one thing.
You can't fall down on the ice?
No, you can't fall down on the ice. What? You have to be really careful.
Boo.
I know.
Boo.
It didn't work out for me in curling. But, I mean, yeah, it's like if you're in some weird country and they don't have anybody doing that sport and it's an Olympic sport and you do it, you get to go. So, yeah, Eddie the Eagle was beloved because he was so terrible.
I thought he was cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. People loved
him.
He didn't die.
That's a rough sport, too. Remember the...
Oh, my God. It's terrifying, right? I mean, can you imagine,
wasn't
like,
the guy from the
yourself...
Agony of Defeat? Wasn't that... Remember they played that guy every week over and over again? The Thrill of Victory. And then, this was called Wide World of Sports on ABC.
The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat. And they'd show some guy, like...
He obviously, like, lost his arms and legs flying off the thing.
Terrifying. Terrifying. Are we done? No.
I think our show's
done.
Over.
No, it's not done.
Listener Ralphine says, my dad had a combination pacemaker defibrillator. They
really?
Told him that if it ever went off, it would feel like being kicked by a mule.
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
I got kicked by a horse once, but I've never been kicked by a mule.
I got kicked in the face by a horse.
You did?
Yeah, that's why I'm like this.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Ken from Hyde Park says, this day in sports, 1948.
Yes.
NASCAR is incorporated.
Oh, God. I hate NASCAR.
Are you going to be watching the Daytona 500 this weekend?
No, are you out of your mind?
What?
Why should I watch that?
There's no other sports on.
Going, bzz, 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 cars going around
it's
and around.
It's Daytona
I don't care.
Day.
I don't care. Golly. No.
I'm going to be watching
no,
that.
No intention
Do you
of
know who's
it.
In the front?
The front of what?
Who's in the pole?
No.
Chase Elliott.
Who cares? Who's that? What? I don't. Yeah, no.
Chase Elliott.
No.
And that
I don't care.
The guy in all the commercials.
No. Did we give out the phone number? Nobody.
No,
like,
we never gave it out.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah, Jr.
In the poll. One of those guys is probably going to win.
Okay.
Senior died at Daytona.
I don't care.
Like 15 years ago.
Wait, how did he die there?
He hit straight into the wall and died.
That's not a very good driver.
He was a good
pretty
driver.
Bad. He's not a very good driver. If he had
it wasn't his fault.
Well, yeah,
he's
right.
Dead. Mm. Now they have these things that hold your head back so you don't like
die.
Okay.
Because
that's a bummer.
No, I don't want to do that.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can hear us online at
WFMU.org. Wait, where are you reading that from? Are you just like, you just know that?
I'm reading it from my head.
Wow. You know, if you can memorize that, I think you can memorize the words to our song.
You guys haven't started to guess what song we're going to be singing.
Yeah, we are going to be singing a song at the Hoof and Moth that's never, it's like nothing.
Are we sure it's never been done?
Nothing like it has ever been done before.
Are we sure about that?
Yes, we are. We're absolutely sure.
Yeah. Frangry and Michelle never sang that song?
No. Nobody's ever done anything.
It's a drinking song. They never did that?
Nobody's ever done anything remotely like it. It's going to be amazing.
Like, we can do anything. He looked at me with a Boston accent, like he was the mayor of music, and he goes, we can do
mayor
anything.
Mayor of music. Yes, it's true, but we need a chorus.
It's 7 o'clock.
Oh, right. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, so stay tuned for more Coney Island. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God
don't
bless.
Drink this beer.
Don't drink. Oh, man, don't drink this beer. It's really awful.